That's right, Optimator. Listen, today, then what am I going to talk about? I'm more so venting, not really a specific subject. It's more so to the inner people, the inner circle, rather. You know, I never really knew the power of avoiding and ignoring someone that's close to you. It really is effective. I remember when I was growing up, and you know, people I consider my close friends and inner circle, they do something to make me upset, and my way to fight it was to completely disregard and ignore them altogether. I remember one close friend in particular. I remember he actually came to my house and I just wouldn't let him in. I ignored him at school. It was just, I was the king of ignoring. And I think it's true when I say you reap what you sow, because I'm having the same thing done to me currently by two person I considered, you know, in the inner circle. And I would rather someone come to me and say, look, Ray, I don't want to be your friend anymore. Don't email me, don't text me, don't call me. Just F off, you know? Then I would know. But when you ignore and avoid, oh my gosh, that's the worst. You know, I never knew. I want to apologize to everyone right now. Everyone from the past that I did that to, I want to apologize to them. I never knew how it could make someone feel until now. It is not something you want to go through. I mean, could you imagine the folks that you consider to be in your inner circle, and you did something to upset them, and they won't... I would rather them yell and cuss at me and tell me they don't want nothing to do with me than to do that. Because, oh man, I can't even describe the feeling. It's like my whole insides is being ripped out within me. I can't really describe it. It's horrible feeling. It's bad enough when you have one person. When you have two persons, oh man. The left side of my brains and the right side of my brains is like, poof, it wants to explode. I can't take it. It's driving me nuts. It's making me feel like I'm going insane. I don't have anyone to talk to about it. And it's really killing me. I mean, I'm not going to try anymore, you know? Sometimes they say, you gotta let time pass. People need to heal and stuff. But sometimes too, that makes matters worse. But I can't take it. It's really, it's fucking with my head. Sorry for cussing, but it's really screwing with my head. I can't do anything about it. That's why I used to tell one of my friends. I used to tell him, I'm better off being by myself. And he used to always never understood why anyone would want to be by themselves. This is why I can't take it. Before I could even form a family, you gotta be friends. And to be friends, I can't be friends. People are screwed up. I mean, why can't people be open and honest and say, listen, you hurt my feelings by doing this and that, or I don't want to be friends with you, or whatever. Just why can't you be, just let things out? And instead of keeping it bottled up, I just can't. Oh man, it's killing me. They're really killing me. I'm not gonna mention names, but they're really and truly killing me. Killing me within. So I sit here and I drink Optimator. And something that one of my friends recommended to me. Have me one shot because I gotta go. I got a class tomorrow. It doesn't make sense for me to go to the class messed up when I need to learn this stuff. You know what I'm saying? So, cheers, DS, and RW. But seriously, don't drink, folks. Not a good thing to do. I'm trying to drink away my problem, but you know what? In the morning, they're gonna be there. Why can't you guys just tell me the F off or give me time, you know, away from the situation? I've never felt like I needed someone more in my life when it comes to close friends than now. I'm going through so much, and I'm by far not an angel. I'm not an angel, but I definitely am a forgiving person, and I'm just hoping that these folks will forgive me. I'm not the best person at times. I can be not that good of a friend at times, but times I can be real good. I mean, you tell me that you need me to be there, I don't care if I have to travel to the moon. I'll travel to the moon. But this ignoring and avoidance, I mean, just tell me if you just want me to be gone, because this avoidance and ignoring is killing me. It's really killing me. It's killing me. Killing me. It's killing me. It's killing me. Woo! It's killing me. But happy Halloween, if you guys celebrate it or not. You know? Check out my website, www.rehdowg.com. Hit me up, send a donation, buy a CD, help a brother out, because damn sure I'm hurting. Why can't I find a friend that could be like J-Bone? J-Bone wouldn't let me get away with nothing. He was straightforward. I like that, because he didn't hide shit. He just, if I screwed up, he'd be like, look, you screwed up, you did XYZ. But DS don't do that. RW don't do that either. They just poof, disappear. Granted, yeah, I effed up, and I said I wanted, you know, to be gone, but you should know me by now. You know that that's not true. You know that that wasn't me. Alright, I don't like talking when I'm drunk, because you know what they say, alcohol is a truth serum, man. This is more for inner circle rather than you folks listening, so you folks know my telephone number. Talking to the inner circle, you know my telephone number. You can text me, you can call me, you know my email. So I'm gonna let time pass by, and it's gonna be hard, but I'm not gonna try to contact any of you guys anymore.